Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Great to be here with you, listening to Ben and Woods, getting your heads right for a Thursday. This week has flown by. Winning will do that. Great baseball will do that. Everything is coming up Padres right now. Every single thing. And we are here for it. We were here for it yesterday. Going to be here for it today as well. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being in the YouTube chat. Thanks for listening however you listen. Hey, thanks for hate listening. I don't care, as long as you're listening. If you hate us, great. Let's be honest. If you hate me and you're listening anyway, thank you. I don't care. Love me or hate me, you listened, right? Somebody said that. I think it was Pete Best, the bowler. Love me or hate me, you watched. Who do you think you are? I am. That's right. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
And to my left, this guy. Look at this guy today, Paulie. Straight out of Seattle. Ben Vetter. What is happening? I walked in this morning. I go, all right, well, there's a new look for our friendly neighborhood sports anchor, Ben Higgins. Never seen him rock the Eddie Vetter even flow
costume.
That was like 4 minutes late. But now we're on to...
I can see Ben saying that.
Now we're on to grunge. Ben, didn't you notice that when you walked in? I go, what's he... It's why is he wearing grunge look today?
Yeah, I see it's a little...
Even flow.
1993 Seattle here.
Bro, are you kidding? That's my... You're in my wheelhouse right now.
You realize I don't go for looks. Here's what I did this morning. Trying to figure out what to wear for the day.
What kind of pants you got on?
Which I now have to do. I have to figure out what to wear for the whole day, essentially, when I come in. So... looking for clean pants. I got these blue.
Okay, I like
got
the
these
pants.
Blue pants.
I like the whole getup. I'm not making fun of you. I like it.
And then I put on a green T-shirt, and I thought I'm going to be cold if I don't have something on top.
Flannel.
I don't want to wear a huge sweatshirt.
I get it.
What do I have that's green and blue that would match? And I go, oh, I got this flannel. It's perfect. It goes well with this outfit. Let's just wear this.
You're not wrong.
And it's rainy, and it's very Seattle-ish out this morning.
It is.
So. Why not? Let's just run with it today.
So I'm catching grief in the chat from my wife because I do the same thing to her. She said, Steven is the worst when you're trying a new look. And she says, he looks at you like you're exposing your nethers. So this happens to us at home all the time. My wife is used to, things change. Like, you've been married for a while, you're together for a while. You guys can attest to this. things change after a while. Like, people get in, like, ruts or slumps or something. They're like, I want to try something new. Remember when I got in my phase, I wanted to bleach my hair, right? You just wanted to try something new. Is anyone listening to me? Anyone on the show at all?
I'm
remember
listening
when
to
I
you.
Bleached
you
my hair?
Okay. When you want to try something new, and then you're like, oh, God, but people are going to make fun of me. My wife does this where, used to when I met her, you guys know this, even when you met her, black yoga pants, black shirt. That's it. Black yoga pants, maybe a white shirt. Black yoga pants. All of a sudden one day, she walks in, I go, whoa, what is that? Are those jeans? Are those acid wash jeans? She goes, actually, no. They're yoga, they're sweatpants, but they look like acid wash jeans. And I go, but they're not jeans. And she's like, yeah, I know, they're sweatpants, but they look like acid wash jeans. I go, why would you wear those? You've never worn denim or anything that looks like denim ever. In 11 years, you don't think that's odd when somebody just comes in with a whole new getup? That's well, all I'm saying is, like, it's weird to see Ben walk in with a whole new...
It'd be weird if it was something other than, like, denim, which everybody does wear.
No, not everybody. Polly, well, she didn't own denim.
Yes, but it's not jarring to see somebody wear denim.
It's well, jarring...
Did she not wear denim because she didn't like the look, or... Denim can just be heavy and uncomfortable.
I think
sweatpants
that was
are comfortable.
It.
So she found, hey, these are actually comfy sweatpants.
But
they look like denim. Cool.
You wear black sweatpants or black yoga pants every day for, we've been together 11 years? Every day. Not most days. Every day. And then all of a sudden, one day you walk in, you're like, here's my new acid wash sweatpants that I got. It was a little jarring. It was like the first time I walked in and she had pink hair. I go, oh my God, what is happening? When you try a new look, like you decided today, I'm going to dress like Chris Cornell. And I think it just jarred me a little. It looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
It looks really good.
I appreciate that.
That actually should be a look for you.
This is the only flannel I own, so it's not like I can make this into an everyday look unless I go, you know, shopping and
get more flannels.
Decide to get more flannels, which seems like a weird thing to do in San Diego with summer approaching.
I know.
But it's whatever.
When I walk through the mall or anything, and I see, like, I'll always see, like, cool jackets and cool sweaters, and I'm like, for what? For what? I can't get this now. Like, look where I live. There's just no way. I like the look. See, Hannah says, I berated you for 6 minutes. I didn't. It's just shocking. When somebody comes out with a brand new look, Ben wakes up this morning and says, yeah, I'm going to put this flannel. I'm going to leave it open. You didn't button it up. Normally, I would think if you had buttoned it up, I would have said, that's a Ben look. That is 1993, Woods and all his friends.
Open flannel.
Open flannel. And I like it. It does look good. It's not berating. I'm actually complimenting.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you wrap it around your waist.
I do that too. You
then
know me.
Then you'll be super grunge. But I think you look fantastic. I like the look. I think you should go with it more. That's all I'm saying. And I get a lot of grief for that.
You mentioned it is Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and the week flying by for you. Which is great for you.
Yeah.
It's not just Thursday, though. It's Roundtable Thursday.
Okay,
first
right.
Roundtable Thursday of the season. Don't forget, we're here until 11 o'clock this morning, including a commercial-free 10 o'clock hour with the 97.3 The Fan cast of characters all around to talk about the 7-0 San Diego Padres.
Today should be a... It's actually kind of a tough roundtable to do.
It is.
It's really tough.
It is, because, let's be honest, what drives conversation...
is controversy.
Controversy,
yeah.
Conflict, problems. There are none right now. I mean, literally, there are no issues to discuss. There are no overriding questions for this team right now. They'll develop. It's 162 games, but after 1 week... maybe literally the most perfect week in Padres history.
Yeah.
Get much better.
I don't know if we can do a 1 hour celebration of the Padres at 10 o'clock this morning. But
after seven games,
it's kind of what we're looking at the moment.
I know we're jumping ahead here, but we had to move some things around, and we had to move Mike Shildt up to 9 a.m. I'm sorry.
Yes, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. today.
Today, instead of tomorrow.
Instead of tomorrow. So
Friar Friday, we've been teasing it all week. Friar Friday, Mike Shildt.
Yeah.
Mike said, you know, we have a game at 11:20 on Friday. It's the only day game on Friday all season long. And it really isn't great timing for me to join you then. I'll be, you know, deep in game preparation.
Can we fast, just, slow, and deep.
Can we just do it on Thursday instead? And we go, well, I mean, we kind of have been building it up for a Friday, but okay.
Sure.
You know, you're the skipper. You're 7-0. We bow down to your wishes this week.
So yeah.
We're going to do Friar Friday on a Thursday and talk to Mike Schilt with the manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater, at 9 o'clock this morning. So let your friends know.
But it's the same way. It's the same thing where I was driving in this morning. Go, what the? Everything's going pretty good. I mean, you can't really start a season any better than this.
I said that the other
what
night.
What did you say?
We had, granted, we had 6 a.m. Jackson Merrill major news yesterday.
So right.
We were fine. But the night before, I'm like, I'm not going to lie, guys. I don't know what else to say on this for the show tomorrow other when the team's playing so well.
Like, I don't want them to start losing, so then we can be like, all right, now let's crack our knuckles. No, I'll take the difficulty of coming up with interesting content all year long.
Usually, even when a team is winning, there are cracks in the armor. Like, oh, okay, but
the bullpen is...
I see where things could start falling apart. No. No, honestly.
Injuries
are always a concern, but you can't just... Mike, how worried are you about injuries for your team going forward? I mean, you know, I'm sure he is like everybody else is, but, you know, they'll deal with them when they happen, if they happen.
Look, it's just hard to nitpick 7-0. It is, really. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get... there. You know, you look at what the Dodgers did last night. They won again. They walked it off. With a Shohei Ohtani walk-off home run on his bobblehead night. But, you know, they played a really crappy game until the ninth inning. And you know, you're also playing the Atlanta Braves, who have not played a good baseball game all year. Are you going to nitpick the Dodgers for being 8-0 because Max Muncy made two errors? Maybe. But, I mean, and we could probably, if we really wanted to nitpick something, we'd say, hey, man. But it's hard because I don't even know if I believe it. I love the aggressive base running. I've said it since day one of the year. We've made a lot more outs on the base pass than we probably should have, but we've gotten a lot more out of it than it's cost us. So I don't know, man.
I think unquestionably a positive again.
Yeah, I think so too.
Base running's been a positive for the Padres this season.
I think so too. It's just
how about this, Mike? Would the games be more interesting if you spotted the opposing team three runs to start?
I don't know that he gets our sense of humor.
I don't think
still.
He does sometimes. So.
What'd you say, boy? I just don't know. I just don't know if he gets our sense of humor yet. So, no, listen, we'll have some fun with Schulte today. I got to imagine he's in a great mood. But, yeah, I hope you guys like Padres content today because you'll be getting a lot of it here. And also, Ben and Woods, we have if you're a gold member stream on our YouTube feed, we have a live stream tonight. So I'm going to be really... really, really sick of the sound of my own voice come about 8 o'clock tonight when we finish up. So if you're not a gold member, go become a gold member, and you can be on the very VIP exclusive live stream tonight. Very fun. It gets spicy. You know, there's salty language in there. There's always a lot of good stories.
Ben curses.
Ben has cursed before on there. Nick wants to know, how do you become a gold member? I have no idea. I think you hit join or something.
There's a button on
the YouTube page.
And in the description.
Yeah, it's right in there. And yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. We have a fun time. It's loose.
Maybe we can talk about the event we're prepping for next Friday, the roast of your father-in-law that we're trying to get ready
for. Oh,
on
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely.
I think we're both kind of spun out about it.
I'll be all right.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay. I can't roast him.
Well, that's what you're spun out about.
Yeah, but I can roast everybody else.
And I'm spun out about being mean on stage.
Which is going to be great.
It's hard for me to be mean. I'm not a mean person. I mean, you're not supposed to be mean, but you're supposed to be mean.
No, it's mean. Yeah, it stings.
You have to walk a fine line.
You do.
Funny mean. And it should be biting, but you don't want everyone...
You don't want to get your feelings. You can't be like, hey, you're a fat ass. You know what I mean? That's not a roast.
You don't
want to
hurt feelings. You don't want to burn bridges.
Right.
And, you know, have to apologize later either.
No,
so.
You never want to have to apologize. Jay says, I'll change your windshield wipers, Woodsy, for a free gold membership. Well, Jay, that's not going to happen because it already got done.
How did it get done?
It got done.
We got done.
It's done. I walked out to my car...
and it was just done.
This morning, and it was done.
The windshield wiper fairy paid a visit overnight.
My wife did it. Oh. I did not know that. until I called her from the road this morning and said, it is pouring rain, and I just noticed, I put my wipers on, and my wipers are working. She said, you're welcome. I didn't know she was doing it. I was planning on taking it somewhere, but apparently she figured it out, probably in her denim sweatpants, to how to go out and did it for me.
Is that possibly the greatest gift you've ever received?
It's up there.
From your spouse?
It is absolutely up there. It's absolutely...
Is it also one of the more emasculating gifts you've received from your spouse?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. the shame that I felt, but also the like the happiness, because it worked, and I got the good ones, the Rain-X blade, so it was ripping through that rain. This it dumped on me.
Oh,
when
it
was
pouring.
Pouring.
And there was accidents on the freeway, and... Hope everybody out there is going to be safe this morning. I can tell Kelly, she's in for one this morning with the traffic reports.
Oh, she is, man. She is.
Don't know how long the rain's supposed to last, but yeah, it was treacherous on the drive in this morning.
I didn't see any on my...
Nothing?
Really? Yeah. North County was dumped.
It was horrible. But I'm very, very thankful, very grateful for my wife getting tired of me bitching about it with no solution in sight. And just went out, opened my car, got them out of the front off the front seat, and then just put them on somehow. I have no idea how long it took her. I have no idea when she did it. I just know that it was done. And she never even said, by the way, I fixed your... Now, she very well
would
could have had
happy?
Somebody come over and do it.
Would
but
you be
I
happier
she said she
if,
did
you,
it.
If you found out that it took her like an hour or so to figure it out and finally get it done? Or would you be happier to know she did it in like... 2 minutes, and it was very, very easy.
It wouldn't surprise me either way, to be honest, but all I know is that it got done, and I'm very appreciative, and I'm very embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed by it, but at the end of the day, job got done. Job's done.
All right, we have lots of Padres happiness to get to on the program today. As Woods mentioned, it is a Friar Friday on a Thursday with Mike Schilt scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock, but it is also... Our first Smart Baseball Thursday of the season means, yes, somewhat back-to-back interviews at 8:35 and 9, which isn't Woods' favorite thing, but...
I don't think it's anybody's favorite thing.
Hey, well, we've got Eno Saris and Mike Schilt. We'll live with it today at 8:35 and 9 o'clock. We'll set the menu for the rest of the program when we come back on a Throwback Thursday.
Took her 3 to 4 minutes, by the way.
3 to 4 minutes. Total.
I was out there fumbling around with
took
it for a
while.
Took
you 3 to 4 weeks. Took her 3 to 4 minutes.
Damn it!
Outstanding.
Thank you, babe. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll set the menu for the program when we come back. It is a Throwback Thursday. You know what that means as well. Don't go anywhere. Glad to have all the Tier 1s up on a gray and wet Thursday morning here in San Diego. Kelly's traffic, probably a busy one, coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. First, Woods and I, though, want to tell you about TrustAndWill.com. Put those headphones back
yes, on. Yes, yes, I will.
You are not done. If you wanted to bequeath those wipers, you could do so by filling out some just easy online questions at TrustAndWill.com and letting everybody in your family know what your wishes are if something should happen to you.
Just one of those things that every person needs to make sure that they take care of. And it's something that you put off and put off and put off and put off and put off. Here's the thing. My wife can't go do this for me. I had to do this myself, right? This is one I had to sit down and do it. And I'm so thankful Trust and Will made it so easy to do. So go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN. Make sure you check out the trust. You want to stay out of probate court? Get the trust. There's no reason not to just get this thing done in 20 minutes online.
You can hire a lawyer to do it for you, but you're still going to have to answer all the questions, and it's going to be way more expensive. Why not do it this way? It's more affordable. It's simple. And when you use the code FAN again, get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. Don't die and leave your family with the hassles of probate court, with the unknowns of what you want. Don't let the state decide what happens to you, your kids, name a guardian. Just get it all done by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So it's Throwback Thursday. Paulie says he's got some good clips for us later today on the program.
Two of my favorites.
Yes.
Not going to be one of your favorites.
No.
Mine? Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll get to that in our 7 o'clock hour. Before that, though, of course, we got our Padres wrap-up coming up in our next segment.
Oh, I hate that one. Oh, well.
Go through yesterday's 5-2 homestand closing win against the Cleveland Guardians. Yes, they are 7-0, but I didn't realize until last night what that also meant. The Padres have never batted in the ninth inning this season.
That is bananas.
They will do so, finally, for the first time, no matter what, tomorrow when they play the Cubs because of the road team, and will have to bat in the top of the ninth inning regardless of the score. So it's amazing. They played a week of the season. They're averaging, what, probably like 5.5, 6 runs per game. And they're doing that in just 8 innings because they have yet to see the ninth inning, at least the bottom of the ninth inning, as the batting team once this year. Didn't have an extra inning game, didn't have a walk-off. Every single time they closed the game out in the top of the ninth.
I love it. I love it. We're extra well-rested. Yeah. Right? We're, you know, didn't have to play a full inning.
The pitchers still have to go the full nine, but the batters have gotten that bottom of the ninth inning off every single day. That's not even true of the Dodgers. They needed to walk it off last night with their comeback win, down 5-0 to the Atlanta Braves.
I knew it was. I mean, you cannot start celebrating any sort of Dodgers L until the game is over. They're too deep. They hung in. They had some. You know, I watched a little bit of it. I was getting the kids down and was watching a new show on Apple TV called The Studio.
Fantastic.
It's really fantastic.
The studio.
Seth Rogen is in it, and he wrote it and directed it with his buddy Evan
Goldberg. Yeah.
Yep. And I think they wrote Superbad. And
they've written anything all Seth Rogen's been in, those two have been a part of it. Yeah.
So it's about a guy, Seth Rogen. He takes over a movie studio. He the lady flames out kind of, and he's like, "Oh, well, I'll take the gig." Kind of swoops him behind, kind of stabs her in the back a little bit, takes the gig, and it's really, really good and really funny.
It's like a modern, more serious Entourage a little bit.
Yeah,
like just the behind the scenes, but yeah, the dramatization of what it's like to be in Hollywood.
The one I watch, so I'm through two episodes right now, but the one I watched last night, Benny, is he shows up to, he's the head of the studio, right? He's the big boss, and he shows up to, "Hey, I just want to check out the last scene. I'm a cinephile, you know. I love movies, that's why we do this." He comes in, he F's everything up. They're trying to get the last shot of this film and wrap it. And of course, everybody wants something from him because he's the head of the studio. The blunders, the physical comedy, the biting, cutting wit.
Even like talking to a PA, like, "Hey, can I get a cup of coffee?" They're like, "We can hear you. We have to do this take over again.
Now we have to do this take over because you won't shut up." It's like how Adam comes in here 15 times a show and he, "Hey, you need to do this real quick," or text all throughout the show. Adam is Seth Rogen in this. We are the actors and the directors. Bro, I'm telling you, I went into it not knowing what to expect. I've loved it. So
yeah, I read an interview that he did with Variety or something talking about it, and he goes, it's absolutely based on real
life
stories,
experiences,
not just mine, but pretty much anybody in Hollywood.
It's
like
so
you
good.
Have a dream, you have a vision for a project, and
all these hurdles.
The studio heads, they just ruin your art. They ruin it. They completely strip it down and just absolutely ruin it.
Just kill it.
So and I hate that. It happened to me with Superbad, blah blah. So now in this role, Seth Rogen gets to be that guy where, yeah, you think you climb to the top. You're the head of the studio.
Everyone hates you.
High as it gets in Hollywood.
Everyone hates you.
And yet you're now, your sole responsibility is to ruin movies.
To ruin movies.
I love your passion about this. How does this relate to the Dodgers coming from behind?
Because I said I didn't watch it because I was watching the studio.
I thought there was some sort of like connection between
also
the
Hollywood.
Two. Okay, so you just didn't watch the Dodgers coming from behind.
No,
okay.
I saw a little bit of the game. But what I was just going to say is you can't celebrate anything. You can't celebrate anything with that team until the L is actually hung, and they haven't had one yet either.
Absolutely. I mean, it was 5-0, but it was so early in the game, you had the sense that, of course, they're going to come back at some point. And
bro, I'm so embarrassed picking the Atlanta Braves as the team that could win the East. Win a game until June. They are one of the worst baseball teams I've ever seen. They looked horrible, horrible in the last 7 games that they've played. They're 0-7.
Meanwhile, the Padres and Dodgers may not lose a game until June. One of them has to lose in June because that's when they play each other. I saw someone posted it. It was something like when the 66-0 Dodgers take on the 64-0 Padres at Petco Park on June 9th. That is going to be lit. But
lit.
That's what the tweet said, I believe.
He has changed.
Probably. I didn't say it. I was just quoting the tweet that I saw.
You're mixing generations too.
That's true. But I didn't come up with that one.
You're saying lit and you're wearing grunge clothes.
Skibbity.
Just quoting the tweet.
You didn't, by the way, just pick the Braves to win the National League East.
I picked
them
to
win the
World
Series. So
I mean, that is
so
I'm out.
That's like the jinx of all jinxes.
You're done.
Win the World Series. They're now 0-7 to start the year.
Do you had him in the East too, right?
We all had him win the division. Yeah.
I had him winning the World Series.
I mean, they're not done.
They're done.
They're gonna get Acuna back. They're
you
gonna
got
get
Braves
Strider
over
back.
Red Sox in the World and Series.
I think the Red Sox are terrible too.
They've played on the road for a week against two of the best teams in baseball. I mean, you were probably not going to have a winning road trip when you've been,
winning a game?
Yes, they.
That you're leading 5-0.
I mean,
how about that?
2-5 would have been bad, but we wouldn't be talking about the Braves like this. 0-7's worse, but it's really just the difference of a couple of games. I think the Braves will be all right. It may be hard to come all the way back and win the division from 0-7. They have dug a bit of a hole, but on the other side of the coin, this Padres Dodgers start is fairly unique in baseball history. In fact, our friend Sarah Langs tweeted yesterday, with the Padres and Dodgers, this is the fifth season where multiple teams started at least 7-0, just in baseball history. Last time was 2003, the Royals 9-0, the Giants 7-0. 1982, the Braves 13-0, tying the modern record, the White Sox 8-0. 1962, Pirates 10-0, Cardinals 7-0, and 1884, the Maroons 20-0, and the Gothams 12-0. So this is pretty unique for the Padres and Dodgers to both be undefeated after a full week of the baseball season.
Is that the most San Diego thing ever?
Yes,
the Padres get off to this historic best start in franchise history, still can't even sniff first place.
And the NL
West Dodgers are also doing it.
I think the NL West, outside of the Rockies, the other two teams, the other four teams have won 22 straight games now.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's nuts. All right, we will take a timeout when we come back. Tony and Jesse, the highlights from yesterday's win, 5-2 over the Cleveland Guardians. It's our wrap up. We'll get to that next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I do love that wrap up is now the official the official word of Ben and Woods. Wanted to tell you guys, too, about Underdog. Hopefully, you've downloaded the Underdog app. You're playing your daily fantasy along with me. It's been fun, man. I've called a couple of really, really good ones. But you guys know how it works, right? Just take a swing, making picks on all your favorite players with Underdog. Choose higher or lower on player stats. So I've really been sticking to mostly baseball right now. And having fun with it, man. Higher, lower, strikeouts, home runs, hits, more, all of that. Turn a dollar into $1,000 just with your baseball knowledge. You can win up to 1,000 times your money. You can start with as little as a dollar. But first thing you have to do is download the Underdog app. Sign up now using the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. When you make your first deposit, join in on the fun. When you sign up with promo code Woods, claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 over in Massachusetts and Arizona, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply, void in Colorado. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24-7 HOPE line, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got an off day for the San Diego Padres today, first of the season. What do we do with ourselves?
What are we supposed to do? I asked my wife last night, what are we doing tomorrow night? She said, I have no idea.
Wonder what Mike Schilt is doing today in Chicago on his first off day of the season.
Well, he's talking to us.
Yeah, he's talking to us. 9 a.m. Manager's report, day early. Get the word out. But then he's got the rest of the day that he can enjoying a nice spring day in Chicago. I don't think it's that nice.
48 degrees.
Yeah, it's not that nice, but you lived there. I mean, what would a day off for Woods entail?
Sleeping off the night before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing that.
Could be. Could be.
Well, partied on the plane a little bit, maybe, on the flight to Chicago last night.
I think what I would do is I'd probably go down to the museum district. They have the incredible museum. Walk around down there, go see the big bean, you know, the big silver bean.
Oh, yeah, that chrome sculpture thing.
They're right down in that area. There's so much to do. That city is, it's elite. It's elite to travel to, and it was great to live in, but I'd go get some really good food. It's my favorite food in the country. I was in Chicago. They got a little bit of everything. I might get a hot beef sandwich.
Hot beef.
Hot beef. They have really good hot beef sandwiches.
Hot beef!
And just walk. There's just so much to see there. So it's such an electric city.
Well, we will talk to Mike Schilt coming up. Manager's report at 9 o'clock this morning.
It's like there's storms sweeping, severe storms sweeping through Chicago.
That's true. They may not get all three games.
The center of the country is tornadoes, and
it's ugly.
It's pretty ugly. I've definitely seen some reports and tweets about people who are dealing with it. I think it's moving up from the bottom of the country, so we'll keep an eye on that. First, though, we're going to get to our Padres wrap-up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Get some scattered showers around the county, guys, so you know what to do. Leave extra time for travel. Take it extra carefully once you are out there. Looks like they've wrapped up their investigation of that fatal overnight crash westbound King Freeway near the 15, so that right lane no longer blocked. Southbound side of the 805 near Sereno Valley crashed the clearing stage over the right shoulder. Up ahead, got the spin out right before Governor. That's blocking the fast lane. Also have northbound side of the 805 right past Balboa. Stalled car in the second lane from the left and crash being moved over to the right shoulder on southbound 15 before Poway Road. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires. Bringing a cappuccino. Sorry, kidding about that last one, but you never know. Locations and coupons at SoCalOilChange.com. All vehicle types welcome. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Arise at first, Tatis at third, two away. Here's the 0-1. Arise takes off, pitches low. Naylor throws down, Fernando takes off. The throw home is high and not in time. Padres pull it off and get the first run of the day on that first and third steal play. Pitch coming, Manny bangs it on the ground at third. Ramirez has it across the line, throws across his body, gets away from Schneeman. Arise on his way home, he will score. And it's 2-0 here in the third. Now Jackson Merrill swings at the first pitch, launches it to right. Jones is back, he looks up, gonna go! What a week for Jackson Merrill. Signed the contract this morning. It's a two-run homer this afternoon. His second in as many games. And the Padre lead is just like that, 4-0. 2-1 pitch, and Thomas hits it on the ground as shortstop. That'll get a run home. Xander checks the runner at second, goes to first plenty of time. RBI ground out Lane Thomas as Santana crosses the plate. And the Guardians are on the board for the first time since Monday. Padre lead is 4-1. Wandy already, and the first pitch to Noel hits sharply to third. Diving stop, Iglesias throws from the seat of his pants. Arise, tags Noel out, two away. Gonna hang a star for Candelito. Jose Iglesias. What a play at the hot corner. 2-1, and the pitch to Arise swung on, hit in the air, deep down the right field line, taking aim for the Petco porch. Jones is at the wall, this one gonna go! Luis Arise with his first home run of the season, yanks it out to right field, leading off the seventh inning, and the Padres get that run back. It's 5-1. And Zardo sends it in the air to left field, should be deep enough to get the run home. Sheets over towards the line in front of the warning track, makes the catch. First out of the inning, but Kwan able to tag and score. Sacrifice fly, and now a 5-2 Padre lead here in the air. Here's the 3-1. Arias swings, pops it up into left center field. Brandon Lockridge just into the game, over into the gap, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Robert Suarez, his third save in his many opportunities, and the 2025 Padres begin the season a perfect 7-0. Dylan Cease into the seventh. Jack.
Yeah, just good baseball every night. Guys on point. Every area. You know, Dylan set the tone today on the mound. Offense was really good. Defense was, I'm sure we'll get to it. Very clean again. Helped us win a ball game on the basis. It's total team effort, 1 through 26.
Man, every game. Every friggin' game like that, man. Good defense, aggressive base running, heads-up play. Taking advantage, winning the inches, all of it, man. Clutch offense, great starting pitching from Dylan Cease yesterday. Great bullpen work from the guys. Finally gave up a run out of the bullpen, but I mean, holy cow! Time to start a new streak. These guys are playing with, they're brimming with confidence, man. And you can see it, Benny, when they take the field. You can see it at the plate. They're putting together good ABs. Guys are filling in at different positions. They're making plays there. Everyone's doing their part, man. It is like It's a dream. It's truly a dream.
Jackson Merrill said, you know, they apply pressure. Kevin Acey wrote the word relentless. Mike Schilt said he agrees with that. He said hungry. It's a style of baseball that is difficult for opposing teams to deal with. You know, you do feel like as the game goes on, the Padres just eventually wear down their opponents. And we saw it again yesterday. I was 0-0 into the third inning.
Yeah, we apply pressure. We don't feel it.
Not much was happening, so the Padres made something happen. With runners at first and third and two outs, you know, Tatis on third, Arise on first. Mike Schilt calls for the double steal play, the one that we saw a number of times in spring training. So, you know, other teams have to be aware of this. It's on the scouting report. The Padres are going to try this. What do you do about it? Well, if you throw down to second, the runner, in this case Arise, is going to stop, and Tatis is going to try to read it and break for the plate. And I think the smart teams are just going to let the Padres take second base.
Yep.
Because they continue to be successful on that play. And Tatis,
I've watched Manny walk to second base twice this year.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to draw the throw. And, you know, it's a good baseball play. We were just talking about it during the highlights. It's good baseball play, but why doesn't every team just do that every time on first and third? And there's a reason why the Padres are good at it. They practiced it a lot during spring training. It's not simply just, he throws down and then you go. The Padres practice, and Kevin Acey wrote about this in his newsletter as well. They practice reading the pitches and reading the catcher. And, you know, knowing, you know, so they don't get deked. They're very good at it. There's a drill that Mike Schilt does in spring training where you're leading off first base, but they put a screen in front of you. So you can't see home plate. You can only see the mound and where the ball is being released. And by that, you're supposed to be able to judge, is this ball going to bounce? Because if I see the pitcher, like, yank it and pull it down just from the mound, I know I can already take a couple of extra steps, and that'll help me take second base on a wild pitch. They practice it. They practice reading the catcher on the throws down to second. Tatis isn't guessing. Is he going to throw to second, or is he going to try to backpick me, or is he going to throw back to the pitcher? He reads the catcher and knows it. So if you throw down to second, it's too late. You can't recover and throw Tatis out at home. He's already five steps down the line, and he's got you they do that.
And again, it's all about the read that he gets. He didn't even get the world's greatest jump either on that throw down. He's also
very fast.
He's very fast, and he's getting healthier, you know, right now. And to have that element of his game be back, again, we say it all the time, but sky's the limit, you know, for what that kid can do. And really nice job of base running from Luis Arise there as well. So, I mean, it was great. It was great. I love that play. It's a common play in adult league, you know, throw it down, try to get me out, and we'll get that run.
Now,
in.
They could have taken me out. Once Tatis broke for home, they could have just tagged Luis Arise, got him in a rundown. The run would have scored, but the inning would have been over. They traded for the hero play, and at that point, the inning was extended, got another run on a bad throw, and then Jackson Merrill comes up and hits the two-run home run on the day that he signs the contract extension.
Magical.
The kid has the flair for the dramatic.
Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Like it's theater. Like the script has been written for Jackson Merrill's stardom already, and we've had a whole show about Jackson yesterday when the news broke at 6 a.m., and that was the perfect way to cap off a great day in the history for Padres baseball and Jackson Merrill baseball.
Well, and think about it, man. Think what Craig Counsell's thinking about right now as he game plans for the San Diego Padres and what they're going to be bringing to the table. So he's seen it. You know, he knows it. He knows how aggressive they've been on the base paths. Now he's trying to create a defense, Ben, that is going to help his team alleviate some of the inches that the Padres are trying to win. So it's just, it's the chess match of baseball that it's the reason I've always loved the game so much. It's weird because I hate chess, but I do love baseball, and it's one big chess match trying to think three or four moves ahead. Knowing that the Padres have that in their back pocket, it's already a win for the Padres, right? Knowing that, hey, this team could do this at any time, it takes you off your game. They were talking to Michael King about it yesterday, and they talked about what is it like to pitch against a team like you guys that is constantly taking the extra base, that's constantly dancing around and trying to get, he goes, it's the worst. And he said, you find yourself giving in maybe and throwing a bad pitch because your mind isn't focused on executing your pitch. And what happens? Jackson Merrill comes up. After all that, Jackson Merrill comes up and hits that. He gets a cookie down the middle. He hits it out. And Michael King's like, happens all the time. When a team is running all over you and they're taking extra bases and they're stealing home, you're out of your game. It takes you out of your mental game. And I love the way that they've been playing, man. It's been so fun.
And, you know, they've been getting contributions from the players they need. All four of the top batters in the order had two hits yesterday, including Luis Arraez, hit the home run. It's good to see Luis, you know, after the slow start, have a couple of hits and show that there's a little power in there, you know, with the healthy wrist this year. Really did put a charge into the one to make it 5-1. Tatis, as well as the steal of home, had two more hits yesterday. And someone pointed out this stat. Adam sent it to us from Twitter. Fernando Tatis Jr. has only struck out once all season.
On wood, yeah.
He has not struck out in the last six games. He had never gone more than three games in his career without striking out before this current six-game streak. He's really seeing the ball well, laying off the pitches out of the zone. And if that becomes a regular thing for Fernando Tatis Jr., he's walking some. I mean, we haven't even really seen him. He had the one home run and has hit the ball hard, but hasn't really unleashed full extra base power Tatis yet this year. That will come, though. When you're swinging at good pitches, that will come for Fernando Tatis Jr. He's simply hitting, what, 423? I mean, only a .577 slugging percentage for Fernando Tatis Jr. That's a pretty incredible start. Manny is hitting .400. Merrill is hitting .417. Sheets is hitting .444. You're getting contributions from a lot of guys in this order. Jake, you know, walked a couple of times. His on-base percentage is .440. This lineup, I mean, the lineup has been so good. The pitching has been so, so good. They've given up four runs in the last 49 innings, including another good performance yesterday for Dylan Cease. 6 1/3, four hits, one run, one walk, seven strikeouts, getting the win yesterday.
San Diego Padres right now are the second best hitting team in Major League Baseball. They trail the Philadelphia Phillies by one. They're at 299. We're at 298, Benny. As far as on-base percentage, Padres are in the top three. As far as slugging, the Padres are down a little bit. They're in the top eight. And OPS, they are the sixth best team in baseball.
Victor Rodriguez ball. You know, line drives, get the ball in play. They led the league in batting average last season, and I fully expect them to finish somewhere near the top of the game again, you know, getting off to the good start again this year.
They've got the second most stolen bases in Major League Baseball with 15, and that's behind the Pittsburgh Pirates, but the Pirates are only batting .197 as a team on base, less than 3 out of 10 times. Their OBP is .291. So
best bullpen in baseball. I mean, the defense has been on point.
Yeah.
Again, not a lot to not anything really to complain about in this first week of the season.
It's pretty insane. San Diego Padres leading Major League Baseball in ERA right now. I mean, it's truly been an incredible start. Opponents against average .166, second in baseball.
Yeah, when you're hitting .298 and your opponents are hitting .166, no wonder you're 7-0.
They're doing it all, man. They really are. They're doing it in all facets of the game. It's a dream start.
You only wish they could keep playing.
Yeah.
No days off.
Just one of those things where
keep it rolling.
The day, you hope the day off doesn't
and
hurt
a road
you.
Trip and a change of scenery doesn't change everything. But, hey, you know what? They need it. Enjoy the day off. You've earned it at 7-0. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two, including Don't Do This, and anything else you want to talk Padres with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.